Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Monday, February 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. FUD making things worse for MSPs, Canalys with new PC shipment data, and CompTIA updates on their right-to-work stance. This is the Business of Tech. Last Wednesday, Asigra, a cloud backup provider, put out a press release titled, Asigra warns that RMM platforms with integrated backup will be ongoing attack vector for ransomware in 2020. The rest of this story is commentary. I've included a link in the show notes to the press release, but you don't need to read it. This press release wins my first Troll Press Release Award. The release essentially says they emailed their customers a warning, but included no data nor any actual specifics about what the threat would be. The release is not adding any information, and instead adds some classic FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Jason Ingles, CEO of Ingles Information Security, correctly observes, quote, Asigra is pointing out that the security principle of separation of duty is being violated by the all-in-one nature of RMM tools. Just like servers should have one purpose, SaaS solutions should too, if you're applying this principle. Jason is right talking about the principle, and he's looking at this with a proper security principle angle. He also commented, quote, if it's convenient, it's probably not secure, close quote. Security is always a trade-off of convenience versus security. Datto's Dan Garcia, senior security engineer, added, quote, separation of duties conceptually breaks apart operations and access so that one individual is not solely accountable for a business process. The combination of the two doesn't create a violation, but is dependent on how an MSP breaks out the access itself. In a basic sense, the RMM integration is used to onboard and distribute agents, but access for the continuity operations can still be separated. These are all good security points. However, the point of this press release is to troll the other providers, and it's obvious when you read it. Asigra isn't an integrated solution, and so it's in their best interest to troll the market as a differentiator. The press release also includes, quote, once the RMM platform is compromised, so is the integrated backup. Now the entire MSP client base is under dire threat, end quote. This is true regardless of the integration of the backup or not. If the RMM is compromised, you have the ability to run arbitrary code and software via the automation tools. Game over, regardless of the integrated backup or not. Again, the release adds nothing but confusion. There's a healthy discussion to be had about the way security can be implemented within these tools, but that's not what Asigra's press release says. And so, you win the first Troll Press Release Award. With customers correctly asking questions about the security of MSPs, such as what I've covered with the comments from Louisiana's Secretary of State, you lose a lot of points in my mind for adding noise to the discussion, and I'm going to call you out on it. With real security threats out there, come out with real specifics about a threat, but don't waste our time with noise trying to plant FUD into the market. Shame on you. Canalys has updated its client PC shipment forecast data with a supplement and has reduced its expectations for the year for PC shipments. Global PC shipments are expected to decline between 3.4% and 8.5% year-on-year in 2020, taking into account the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Why do we care? That's the story and the data to take away from this. As of this recording on Monday, the markets are down due to the virus, and my advice for services companies is to make sure your planning for this year includes areas that's going to be impacted by the market, as it's clear this outbreak will have economic impact. On Friday, CompTIA released the following statement, quote, on February 3, 2020, CompTIA permanently stepped back from all lobbying activity related to right-to-repair legislation. This decision is consistent with our overriding commitment to advancing career opportunities for current and prospective IT professionals, including 20-plus years of providing best-in-class, vendor-neutral IT certifications, training, and professional development support. End quote. Why do we care? Keith Schoolcraft wrote his opinion piece on January 25th, and this podcast covered the story on February 7th. We care because it's possible to influence direction by speaking up. I'm very gratified to see this change, because making change like this is one of the primary reasons I started this podcast. My comment before was that CompTIA should not weigh in when they can't speak for the industry as a whole, and Nancy Hammervick, EVP of Industry Relations, said the following as a comment on Keith's post. Quote, "We feel the most productive role we can play is acting as an impartial facilitator to bring the interested parties together to find a compromise solution." End quote. That's exactly the role CompTIA should play here, not a lobbyist for those with big checkbooks only. Kudos to you, Keith, for raising this and speaking up. I encourage listeners to continue to both speak their minds and bring items to my attention. I'm working to schedule some time with CompTIA at their upcoming event in March to follow up and ask more questions about their lobbying efforts, and will report back. Jam-packed episode today. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook as at MSP Radio News, or email me at dave@mspradio.com. Looking forward to hearing your comments, and talk to you tomorrow.